The Department of Workforce Development determines a prevailing wage for a given trade by surveying the average pay, health insurance, pension, and vacation benefits in all 72 Wisconsin counties. Right now, workers are entitled to the prevailing wage if they're working on a single trade public works project, like one that requires just carpenters, for example, that costs $48,000 or more. The prevailing wage kicks in on multiple trade projects that cost $234,000. Democratic lawmakers voted to create a single lower threshold of $25,000, which means the prevailing wage would apply to more projects and more workers. Ripon Republican Senator Luther Olson said that's only going to drive up building costs for local governments at a time when the state is already cutting their funding.
We're going to make it so that local governments get less for more because the projects are going to cost something more, or there would be no reason to do this.
But Assembly Democrat Mark Pocan, who co-chairs the Budget Committee, says the intention is not to drive up costs, but to make sure that skilled workers are hired for these projects.
We need to have the best possible quality construction so that we can make sure that that ultimately is what saves taxpayers money down the road.
The plan would also apply to private construction projects that receive more than $1 million in public funding. Democrats also tweaked the plan to make sure a prevailing wage is paid in other states on equipment that's built to be used specifically for Wisconsin projects. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.